Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's June 17, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's November 27, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, got an email from some friends in Minnesota directing us to the website of an evangelist supposedly connected with President Bush, who claims that what is happening in the Middle East now is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy that foreshadows your imminent return and the rapture. What are your comments on this?
My comment on this, Laura, every 30 years or 40 years, some evangelist comes along and says, I have interpreted the book of Revelations. Send me $25 and I'll tell you when the rapture is going to come. Tell you what to do to be ready to meet Christ. People pour their money into this fraud, and they spend their money on him, thinking that he is going to save their soul, and they get absolutely nothing. For the entire book of Revelation is a fraud, and this person that these people are referring to is just as much of a fraud as any of the others have ever been. He knows that these prophecies pertain to things that were fulfilled at my crucifixion, and that I have been back several times already in my power and in my glory and done wonders on earth, and the rapture hasn't taken place. I came back for each of my disciples when they went to the afterlife, come back many times. And when I come back, it does not mean that the world is going to come to an end. It simply means that I have again used the power and the glory of God. I wish people wouldn't waste their money with these frauds.
We keep trying to tell them, Nazarene. Demetrius also says some of the prophets foresaw our return and feared that we would drive out the people of God. Of course we won't, but that's what they believe.
Only because they do not know your people, Alora, but they will.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauley. If you like fiction stories filled with action and adventure, you'll love Trouble in the Past by Speaker Gerald Pauley, featuring the Ancient One and his companions, the Axeman and Durga. You can find it free online at voicesfromspirit.com/tp/cover.htm. The Ancient One appears in many issues of Voices from Spirit magazine.
Linda is busy getting this week's Here's Jesus up, so I'm going to take this one on myself. We have this question from her friend Diane in Wisconsin, and she asked, Lord, I have read in the Bible that you forgive 100,000 times. Shouldn't the rest of the people in the kingdom of God do this also? It is quite true, Diane, that I do forgive 100,000 times. If I didn't, then the denouncements at the gates of heaven would not be allowed, and people could not get into my kingdom. If I did not forgive hundreds of thousands of little things daily that people do that are against the teachings of God, there would be no one in my kingdom. So I have to be long-suffering. I have to forgive. Is to the people in the kingdom of God. God does not require that people automatically forgive. He blesses those extra that do forgive when forgiveness is required, when someone repents and shows that they truly repent what they did and want to come back to the light, then the people automatically forgive them. But until people repent, the people in the kingdom of God have every right to protest the evil done against them. Now, some people don't like this. They believe that everybody should automatically be forgiven, no matter what they do, no matter how heinous their crime. But God cannot forgive the murder of children. God cannot forgive the gassing of mothers and children. It's just unconscionable, and God will not allow it. So these things cannot be forgiven until the person repents. And then when the person repents, the people have an opportunity to forgive them, and many, many do. But those that cannot bring themselves to forgive the murder of their children or the murder of their husband or the murder of their wife by cruel and barbaric people are not required to in the kingdom of God. You must understand that people have rights, even in the kingdom of God. And the right to protest when something evil is done to you is one of the basic rights of the kingdom of God that cannot be denied anyone.
We'll be back again.